Good morning, KCC. It's a joy and privilege this morning to bring a small reflection from God's Word. Pastor Nicola asked me during the week to just bring this message, and I just hope and trust it will bless you and encourage you, and that you will find God in this short time of reflection. As you know, we're coming up to Christmas, and it's a very exciting time, and lots of things are going on in people's lives and very busy. And just want to just bring a scripture to you that speaks about God's peace. In Luke chapter 2 verse 14, we read these words: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." I want to speak about peace. I don't know what your idea is about peace, but lots of people, when you speak to them, they just ask you, "Oh, I'd just like to have some peace." And I sometimes wonder what they mean by that. I could think of people who would turn around and say, "Well, I'd like to be laying on a hammock in Hawaii by the shore with the sun shining on my face and a little bit of Hawaiian music and a Coke and a drink in my hand." And to them, that would be peace. And I'm sure that would be a great thing for us all to enjoy at some time or other. But is that peace? Well, it is for a certain amount of time when everything's quiet and we're all relaxed. But I want to speak about a peace that is not something which is outside us, which we feel, but something which we know and have on the inside. So that when things around us go wrong, we know that the peace of God, which is passes all understanding, remains inside us. And instead of circumstances controlling our lives, the peace of God in our heart controls our lives. We can't control circumstances, but the peace of God within us can control us. When the shepherds heard this wonderful news of peace and goodwill towards men, that Jesus Christ was to be born in Bethlehem, they were excited. I know there is tremendous excitement around Christmas. I remember a little boy who nagged his mother for days and days just before Christmas because he wanted a watch. He was desperate for a watch because all the other boys in his class had a watch. And every morning he would come downstairs from bed and he would say to his mum, "Mum, I want a watch for Christmas." Every time he came to the table to sit down and have a meal with his mum and dad, he said, "Can I have a watch? Can I have a watch?" And it got so bad that his mother said, "If I hear you mention the word watch one more time, then I don't think Christmas is going to happen for you." One day he came home from Sunday school. Mother was delighted and saw him coming in. He'd been there and she said, "Well, what did you learn?" "Oh, we learned about Jesus." "And well, what was the story about?" And he said, "Well, Jesus taught us things to say." And his mum said, "Well, what was that? What was the special verse that you learned in Sunday school?" And the boy didn't know what to say for a minute. And he said it with a little bit of fear and a bit of excitement. And he said, "Jesus taught us to watch and pray." And his mother really couldn't do much about that after when Jesus taught him. But these shepherds were watching over their flocks by night. Excuse the pun. And something incredible happened. It was announced to them that the peace of God was coming to earth. You see, peace is not a substance. It's not a thing. It's not a commodity. Peace is a person. Peace is Jesus Christ. He is God's peace. And when Jesus Christ comes to live within your heart, then we know the peace of God which passes all understanding. I was listening to somebody who was giving an art class, and they asked the artists in the class to get their paints and their brushes and their canvases together, and they asked him, "What I want you to do as a class, a painting of peace. What is peace to you?" And some of them grabbed their paints and started painting, and One of them drew a beautiful sunset of a farmer in a field collecting his hay, and it was all tranquil. Another man did something about the moon setting, and how everything was so quiet over the mountains. And another artist started splashing his paint all over the screen on his canvas, and it was really looking horrific and quite violent looking. The sea was bouncing around and the rocks were being bashed by the waves. There was thunder and lightning. There was darkness. It was quite different from anybody else's either idea of peace. And there in the far corner of this canvas, up on top of the cliffs, where the storm was blowing and the lightning was flashing, there was an eagle sitting on its nest. And in the nest there were six little eaglets, fast asleep. The eagle had covered them there with her wings and made them feel secure in the storm. There are lots of storms around us today, especially with the COVID-19, and I'm sure many people are tired of hearing that expression. And praise God, one day maybe we will not talk about it so much because of the vaccine. But I want to say to you this morning, the peace of God which passes all understanding is able to guard your heart. It is able to cover you when the storms of life come and everything is raging against you. God is able to keep you secure because Jesus is our peace. God wants us to know at this time the peace of God and peace with God. We have peace with God because Jesus died upon the cross and brought peace between God and man. And when we receive Jesus Christ into our lives, we will have peace of God in our lives, because Jesus lives within our heart. I trust and pray this morning that this small reflection will help us to think about the peace of God that Jesus brings to men and women at this Christmas time. Let's just pray a short prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the peace that you provide. We pray that this peace will always flow within our hearts, and our lives will not be controlled by our circumstances, but the peace of God which passes all understanding within our lives. Amen. God bless you.